your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
Excuse me.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
I was looking at a news article here.
All right. I know you've got quite an interesting story for us about the cops breaking into someone's home, apparently to do them a favor. Well, we'll find out more about what that means here in a bit. But, of course, your calls are primary. That is what the show is all about. It's a live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number, again, is 1-800-259-9231. Before we continue with your phone calls, just want to welcome our newest radio affiliate, KFPW AM 1230, the Talk of Fort Smith, Arkansas. We are on board there for for our Saturday night show. They're going to be picking up the second and third hours of the program. So I wanted to welcome all our new listeners for our first station in Arkansas. Pretty cool.
There you go.
So welcome aboard, and don't hesitate to pick up the phone.
How many stations is that? 40?
40-ish.
One?
Anyway, we're at least 40, maybe 41, something like that. Anyway, let's continue with your calls. Talk to Kevin in Fort Lauderdale, listening on WFTL. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind tonight?
I want to try and make a rational, coherent connection between the issues raised by the last three callers and, the overall issue you've raised yourself in terms of the issues we're addressing. I believe that we're seeing a move towards this one-world government, the New World Order, and I believe that the collapse of the dollar, all of these things are connected to that finally coming of age of that. And while it's rational, to stockpile supplies, that's rational and reasonable. The sustained answer, I think, lies in the point that was raised by the lady earlier, and that we rise to the level of individual spiritual enlightenment, as corny as it might sound, because I believe we're facing a system that has been underway since the founding of Western civilization, and it's just finally coming of age. And all these other things are going to be band-aids unless we're able to rise to some higher level within ourselves, motivated by love rather than by greed and self-gain.
Interesting observations. I don't really know what to say to it. I mean, I agree. People need to really get in touch with themselves and stop being so obedient to these people claiming to be authorities over them. They don't have authority. They're just men with guns. That's all they are.
Yeah. It seems like by now we've got enough evidence for anybody that's mature and reasonable. You're either choosing to profit yourself and totally ignore the impact that it has on others, or you're going to take the higher road and maybe sacrifice some ourselves.
Well, I have to disagree with you. I have to disagree with you on that. I don't think there's anything wrong with profiting, because in the world I live in, you can really only profit in a legitimate way by helping other people get what they want. I cannot profit off of this radio show unless it is entertaining and people want to use this product. And similarly, I also don't like the term sacrifice, because the term sacrifice connotates that you're just giving up value for nothing in return, and there's no real value in that. Wherein, if you were to maybe consider what you were doing, what you might have considered as a sacrifice in the past, consider it more of an investment, in that you're doing this in hopes of a better future. I think that's just a healthier sounding way to look at what might be a similar kind of a situation.
Let me make a last simple example of what I'm
sure.
saying. Right now, we all benefit greatly from our electronic advancements and wireless technology, cell phone in particular.
Sure.
But if we look at the greater picture, the cadmium that makes that whole, all of that technology possible is mined primarily in Equatorial New Guinea. And I believe cadmium sells even higher than gold per ounce. However, the people that work from sunup to sundown, and at best they make about $12 a day. So basically, their sacrifice has a direct relationship to our comfort of life that we're enjoying.
Well, now I don't know about that, because
we have to ask ourselves, how do we balance that?
Well, I can tell you, they're not making a sacrifice. They're choosing to go to work every day.
Unless they're slaves.
Right, unless somebody's standing there with an AK-47, forcing them to go, at which point slavery is abhorrent. However, Equatorial New Guinea, I'm just guessing, is a fourth world country with a, crappy economy.
It's their resources, though, guys. It's their resources that we're taking from there. At least we should share it.
It's not taking. Takes the wrong
term.
No,
they're trading. They're trading their work.
You're suggesting I took my car from the Dodge dealership?
I'm suggesting that the Dodge dealership got something in equal return for your
possession. So did
your,
the people in Equatorial
of that,
New Guinea. They got what they wanted.
You didn't give
for
them $2
labor.
And drove off the lot, my friend. You didn't give them $2. You gave them
That's
something
because they wouldn't agree to that.
Value.
That's because they wouldn't agree to that. If they didn't have the $12 a day job mining from sunup to sundown, then they would have the $2 a day job working out in the fields in order to feed their family. They're giving them options, and that's the way that is. We all go to work, and we would all love to be millionaires, but that's not the way that works. I mean, why not just raise the minimum wage to $100 an hour if you can magically make people rich by, just doing that? However, the politicians are only going to print the money, and that goes back to the people in power who are the ones that you're concerned with.
Yeah, that's where the real issue is. It's the people that are calling themselves government. You know, you don't have to share wealth because wealth is unlimited. Wealth is always expanding. As long as we have a free marketplace, there will always be new wealth created. The only thing that can ever stop that is the government people from getting in the way. And I want to thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. The issue of overseas labor is very, very emotional for people in America because the people in America have been so comforted by the accoutrements of life. You know, we've got air conditioning, we've got central heat, we've got electricity, we've got all kinds of
running water.
Yeah.
The biggest problem in the world is potable water.
We've got so much stuff that we take for granted here in America, and then when we look out across the rest of the world, some people in America, I don't mean to include everyone, but some people in America, when they look out across the rest of the world and they see people working in conditions that they would consider abhorrent, they get to work in nice, safe offices and sales floors and things like that in America. And when they see somebody doing something that they perceive of as more dangerous and they're getting paid less, at least they perceive it. They see, oh, $12, that's not very much. I make $12 an hour here in America. But you have to understand, their economy over there is in a different place as ours is. It's, you know, it's like the, you know, the late 1800s in some places here in America.
If you forced, for somehow or another, you were able to force whatever company is managing to get the cadmium mined in Equatorial New Guinea to pay whatever the rates are, that you feel are make sense, $5 an hour, $10 an hour, $50 an hour. You'd have to pay me $50 an hour at least, if not more, to work in a mine. Sorry,
it's sure.
I'm not going to do that. But those people are willing to do it for $12 a day. Then what happens? Well, then the mine workers are the only ones that are wealthy in that community. Mm. They become kings. They rule over all the other people because they've got all the money. You cannot go screwing with economies like that. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Well, all that would end up happening, of course, is the costs would be passed back on to the consumers in the form of higher-priced electronics or whatever it is the product is being made, which means that the people in America would have to buy more. Yeah, less people would buy them, and because less people would be able to afford them at that point. You have to understand that $12 a day for somebody in a place like New Guinea or China or whatever the country is you're concerned with, $12 a day is better, as you said, than the $2 a day they might be making or the nothing that they might be making just working on the farm to try to keep food on the table. So all of these people, unless they were enslaved into the jobs, they chose to go there. And the reason they chose to go there was likely because it was a step up for them. And you can't really accelerate that process too much faster than however the natural process would be of a company coming in, building a factory, offering new jobs, having a different company come in across town, building a factory, offering jobs for a little bit more, and then, new competition comes in and the workplace gets better. It improves over time because of competition. But you can't just do it all overnight. Did we jump from, an agrarian society to air-conditioned comfort office over a week's period of time? In America? No, it took a long time. You can't just short-circuit that process.
You know, and the fact is, this is a fact, and you don't have to like it. The labor of people in fourth world countries is not as valuable as the labor here in the United States. So it's not worth as much money.
Well, wait a minute. Wait. Now, that's not necessarily... I don't know what you mean when you say that.
From an economic standpoint...
Like, if you brought that person to America, then their labor would be worth as much as...
They're in the fourth world country. If I went to the fourth world country...
Your labor would be worth
as much. If I wanted a job mining cadmium, I'm going to get paid $12 a day.
Exactly.
Because that's what it's worth.
You can stand there and stamp your foot all you want. It's not going to do anything.
I'm an American.
Yeah.
I'm white. I should get paid more.
Exactly.
And it's not so.
So the economies are different, and that's okay, as long as they're moving in the right direction. Some of them aren't. Then that's a government problem. Again, government is the problem. More coming up. Free Talk Live. You take control.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dure Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912, or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good, feel great. Offer not available in California.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, and if you're one of our brand-new listeners in Fort Smith, for instance, you've missed a whole lot. Because we're also a weekday show. And if you aren't getting the weekday show on your local radio stations, well, that can be easily remedied. You can always contact your local station, thank them for airing Free Talk Live, and then ask for more, because we do this live 6 nights a week. So if you've missed a moment, you want to grab those archives, just go to freetalklive.com. They're right there on the front page of the website, and they're totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Travel less, meet online. Try WebEx free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. Enter the promo code 600 and start your free trial of WebEx today.
Get a free webcam in the process.
Get out of here.
I'm telling you.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and just to try out the whole shebang here.
I like that. That sounds really cool. Good for them to go out on that limb. Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything. Tom is on the line in Clearwater listening on WFLA. Hello, Tom.
How you doing, guys? I'm a relatively new listener because I think you guys just kind of got in the air here, didn't you?
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks now, but yes, relatively new.
Yeah. Not really sure how I feel about your program yet. I'm interested enough to at least call. I'm kind of hearing what sounds like, I told your screener, shallow, pseudo-intellectual blather, because, I mean, you're talking about stuff we all know, kind of. What can we do, though, to actually fix our country without just, getting overly lofty up into the ether and talking about, philosophical crapola? I mean, Obama scared the hell out of me, for instance.
What scares you? What scares you?
Obama scares the hell out of me.
Yeah, Obama scares me, too.
I see him as like a dull, stupid, big child walking around with sharp objects in his hands.
Well, McCain's scary, too.
He's Jimmy Carter with nice teeth and darker skin.
McCain reminds me of a madman.
And I agree. McCain, too. I've heard about his famously bad temper. And the fact that he blows in the wind, whichever way the wind is blowing, he's going to go. Because he wants the fame and the media.
You handle this, Mark?
I've got it. As far as intellectual blather goes, I'm not just intellectual. I'm crazy. I moved to New Hampshire for the Free State Project because I believe so firmly that the only thing that's going to save this nation is liberty. The liberty of the people of this nation to be able to live their lives in the way they want and not be forced to do things against their will. So
we put the rubber to the road.
Yeah. My advice to you, pick up. Leave socialist Florida and move to New Hampshire for the Free State Project.
That's if you love liberty. Now, hold on. If you love liberty, and you have to understand that in order to love liberty,
do you save the country?
Okay, well, I don't know what that means. I mean, if you love freedom and liberty, and that means that you would allow others to have the liberty that you want for yourself, and that if you want total freedom, as I do, you have to allow your neighbors to have total freedom, in which case, and I'm not talking about to hurt people, but total freedom to choose for themselves how to live their lives, then in which case, yeah, I would welcome you here. But if you're somebody who wants to control the lives of others, if you're someone who believes you know best how others should live, then I certainly don't want you coming to New Hampshire. So I wanted to qualify that invitation.
No, I don't want to control anybody. I just want to be left the hell alone.
Well,
basically.
You sound like my kind of guy then.
And let me bounce something off of you. I mean, I guess since we're already up in the ether anyway.
Where's the ether? Has any of us dropped a taste of
it? The intellectual crapola that floats up high. I don't know. Anyhow, my contention is that that television around the 1950s with the advent of television, that is what's destroying American culture. Mm-hmm. You stop and think about it, the really weird things, the axe murderers, the sickness, the weirdness, the stuff that's unraveling American society and family. I'm not saying that too much religion is good either. It just seems to me that right around the time of the late 50s and the early 60s, when every home had at least one TV, that's when you started noticing a real sea change in American culture, and it kind of going down the crapper.
Well, it's an interesting
observation. Is it really wrong, or do you see that too?
I think it's an interesting observation. I think television is a factor in that it is sort of the idiot box, so to speak, and that many Americans, they do spend their day working at whatever job, and then they come home and they kick back in front of the TV and, proceed to flip through channels for 4 hours. I mean, the average amount of time that the average American watches television in a week's time is pretty pretty stunning. And so I agree that, you know, taking a television out of a home with a family especially could really be beneficial to the kids in that particular case. I have a television set in my house, but I don't have it hooked up to cable or satellite or anything like that. It's only used when I want to, for instance, maybe schedule a time to watch a movie with my girlfriend or something like that. But for those people that are sort of zombified on television, I can certainly agree with where you're coming from in that. I would not chalk it up as the, you know, the sole problem that America is facing. I think if anything, it's you know, the big problem that we face is the government people and this idea that men and women can somehow have this magical concept of authority over other people's lives. I think that's the biggest problem, and I think the television goes a long way to helping promote that problem, because the people that are on TV, for the most part, the journalists and those people have been educated in government schools, so they've come to the belief that government is good and government is necessary and government is beneficial.
The people the people writing the shows and the movies,
they worship the police.
They not only worship the police, but they seem to be socialist liberals,
sure,
as far as I can tell.
So it's essentially, you know, the television, for the most part, has become a tool for indoctrination. That doesn't mean it can't be a tool for positive indoctrination, like as far as helping people understand liberty. I can point out some great examples of great programming there. John Stossel on ABC News has some fantastic pro-liberty programming. Penn & Teller's BS is back on the air on Showtime. Highly recommend that. In fact, Season 6 just started a couple days ago. Their first episode was the War on Porn episode, which was fantastic. It's one of the most, I would say, Penn & Teller's BS and John Stossel are some of the most useful television shows in the history of television broadcasting. So to just paint it all with that same brush is not fair, but I do see where you're coming from.
You find it troubling that almost all fictional stories, biblical accounts, science fiction stories that talk about a fascist future only comes to an end with the complete destruction of society and then it has to be rebuilt back up from the rubble? Do you see society ever fixing itself, or must it be completely destroyed and then rebuilt from bricks?
I think we can fix ourselves. I mean, for lack of a better term, I would like to see people come to the understanding that voluntary interaction is the way to go, as opposed to this coercive authoritarian model of government that we have. And I think that we can do that. And we see evidence of it every night with this show, or at least once a week, where someone calls in and says, "Hey, I was a socialist at one time, and then I started listening to your show, and you know, 3 weeks later, I've converted into somebody that loves liberty and freedom." So certainly people can change. It's just they have to be exposed to the right ideas. And shows like Free Talk Live and John Stossel and Penn and Teller are shows that can help that process of change happen. And I want to thank you for your call tonight, Tom. 800-259-9231. We have to get the ideas of liberty out there into the public for discussion. And I'm talking about radical liberty. I'm talking about secession. I'm talking about voluntarism. Things, not just rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic ideas like vouchers or whatever it is that we were talking about earlier. Real radical change as far as advancing mankind. Not going back to the beginning, not starting over with some new set of rulers or authoritarian leaders.
Nobody's interested in that.
No, I'm not. The authoritarians are, I can tell you that.
Different authoritarians.
Right. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect a Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies, showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect a cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protect a Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out, Let's see them.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info. To learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. Dial in at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who have taken the time to send us their validated photo, prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. You like Free Talk Live? Want to help support the show? Then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you're buying, you can even buy used items. You need to save a little bit of money? That's always a good way to go. Grab some used items, put them in your shopping cart, check out, and Free Talk Live gets a cut. Now, do understand, you won't see it anywhere on your receipt or your invoice. It won't say Free Talk Live got this amount. That's because they don't calculate that until the end of the month, how much, what the percentages we get. We get more based on how many people buy things, that sort of thing. So just as long as you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com, you can be certain that a percentage of your sale will go to Free Talk Live. Again, that's Amazon.freetalklive.com. Back to your calls. We go to a different Tom, also in Florida, but this one's listening to WFTL in Fort Lauderdale. Hello, Tom. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to talk about two things. And I don't know. I live in South Florida. I live in the Fort Lauderdale area. And you guys come in here only one day a week.
That's correct.
And my experience living down here is this place is like a wasteland as far as, you know, people understanding what's going on with the country and about anything. You want to talk about the Constitution or the condition that we're in. And I'm wondering if I could use this opportunity to you're both familiar with Aaron Russo's From Freedom to Fascism.
Yeah, we actually, we've interviewed Aaron. Unfortunately, he passed away, I think sometime last year.
But yes, we do. We are very well aware of From Freedom to Fascism.
It's actually Freedom to Fascism.
Oh, excuse me, Freedom
America
to Fascism.
Freedom to Fascism.
So a very entertaining film, and if people have not seen it, it goes into some interesting areas, specifically about the income tax as well as the Federal Reserve, and it is available for free online. So if you go to Google Video, for instance, and search Freedom to Fascism, certainly you will find it there and watch it. You can watch it for free.
Yes, thank you very much, because I would like people down here to know about that, because the second thing I was going to talk about is I was speaking with a friend who was very, very well informed, relatively well informed, and we were talking, and I was surprised that he had never seen Freedom to Fascism, which is, I just about fell over.
Well, it's not like it had a really big distribution label attached to it or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, so we were talking about that, and that's why I thought it'd be nice if we could get it out down here on the one day that you're down here in Florida.
Well, there you go. Anything else on your mind?
The other thing was that, you know, he has a lot of liberal friends, and we talk, and I was saying, gee, you know, how can you convince them, you know, explain things to them, you know? And I was saying to him, I said, you know, these are college-educated people. We know very well-spoken. They all think they know, you know, what's going on. And I said, I'll bet if you, you know, when you're talking with them and you say to them, do you live in a democracy? And I'll bet you money that 10 out of 10 will say, oh, of course. At which point you will have to explain to them that, well, no, we don't live in a democracy. We live in a constitutional republic. Do you know the difference? And I'll bet they wouldn't be able to explain that to you either. And
it seems confrontational.
You know, I think you're right, and you're right that they don't know the difference between a republic and a democracy. But the problem is that they're not particularly well defined words either. Both of them, one in Latin and one in Greek, mean by the people essentially. And so and that's really a great argument for a Republican to correct them on, you know, the difference between a democracy and a Republican. However, I think for liberals, a really great thing you can do is show them the gun, is what we call it, and that means for every really great idea they have, you know, whether it's
healthcare,
healthcare for all the poor people, or right. taking care of the downtrodden in Darfur, or whatever it is, show them the gun that takes the money away from people to pay for this. Say, look, if I don't feel like paying, paying for poor people, maybe I don't like poor people. Maybe I'm an autocrat and I just dislike poor people.
What if I want to pay for my own healthcare?
Are you going to put me in prison because I don't want to pay? If I decide to defend myself, which every man and every man has the right to defend myself against this gang of goons that you're calling the government that you're going to send after me to collect my money to take care of the poor people, are you going to shoot me?
Now, oh, no, no, no.
How many people are you willing to kill in order to feed the poor? So show them the gun, because they'll see it. They won't see it right away. They'll have a debate with you or whatever. But show them, because liberals don't like violence. They hate violence. Republicans, on the other hand, they love their bureaucrats armed to the teeth. They like the cops. They like the military. They, that's their thing.
But I've actually found, Mark, that it's easier to bring a so-called liberal over to the ideas of liberty than it is one of the law and order type conservatives. And it's because of what you just said.
Well, however, I am coming from the law and order conservative type background. That's,
sure.
That was me.
That's where I came from as well. I'm not saying that it can't be done. I'm just saying, in my experience, it's been a little bit easier. And the reason is because it's so easy to show somebody who purportedly cares about others how it is that the government programs that they support unquestioningly are actually hurting the people that they intended to help. So if what you really want to do is to help the downtrodden, don't turn to the government to do it. If what you want to do is get people good health care, don't turn to the government. And you can show them issue by issue where it is that the government actually makes these problems worse, and then that'll really give them something to chew on. Of course, no one can be converted in an overnight setting, so you have to understand that you need to just plant a few seeds and then let them stew on it for a while before another conversation comes up into the future. And if I might, since you recommended Freedom to Fascism, which is a great film, I'd like to recommend a book. Since we're talking about bringing liberals on board with the ideas of liberty, I have to highly recommend Dr. Mary Ruart's Healing Our World. It is fantastic. She takes almost every single issue from the perspective of honoring our neighbor's choices and shows how we can actually help people better with the free marketplace instead of government coercion. Your thoughts, sir?
We were, again, speaking of this difference between democracy and a constitutional republic. You know, you say show them the gun. Well, my friend said, yeah, well, he said, the democracy is a lynch mob. That's what I tell my friends.
Sure is. Sure is.
I said, hey, I got a better one than that. I said, democracy, pure democracy, is gang rape. You got seven guys and one girl. They want to have sex and she doesn't. Now they all take a vote. Not only do they get to rape her, if she refuses, they can literally say to her under pure democracy, hey, you just broke the law. You went against the wishes of the majority, and now you're a criminal.
But, however, I'd like to point out that a republic isn't really that much better in that if the representatives go to D.C. and decide that they want to legalize rape, that doesn't make it right either.
They've already legalized stealing for them.
That much is true. Tom, thanks for the calls. Go ahead, if you're still there.
That would be a true crime. That would be damages. That would be inflicting, you know, pain and emotional. I mean, you couldn't really do that.
What's that? What couldn't you really do? I'm sorry.
Under a constitutional republic, you really can't break, you can't actually commit crimes against, you can't have laws that are crimes.
Oh, you can't?
What about the Indians?
What?
What about the blacks, the slaves? What about the Indians? What about the Japanese Americans? What about the Iraqis?
What about the FLDS?
Yeah, but that does happen, but I'm just saying that it's
well, if it does happen, you can't say it can't happen.
Who's held responsible? The problem with our constitutional republic is that we don't hold our bureaucrats accountable. I can't
say it. No, all the laws. No, I'm not saying if we can't pass a law that legalizes murder. I mean, the closest thing we come to that is declaring war in another country.
Oh, yeah, you can. You just give them a badge, and it's fine.
Oh, well.
They can murder whomever they wish.
Well,
that's
so true. But, again, they're operating outside, really, the law.
But
not really.
The law.
I mean, the law comes out and protects
them.
The
law backs them up.
Their police chiefs will come out, wham, right there.
But they're
and the thin
blue
line will close in around, and those cops will be protected.
We've seen it over and over again where cops clearly breaking the law are protected by the very same system that is supposed to be going after them.
Yeah, but they're not really police because they're corporate employees. They're not even connected to the state.
well, they call them police, and everyone believes they're police.
All
they
have
stealing my taxes to pay those guys.
They can come and take all your crap, and there's nothing you can do about it because they are the gang with so-called legitimacy.
No, they are. No, they're thugs. There's no doubt about it.
Hey, Tom, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We'll check in with Gene, the Christian anarchist, and take your calls as well about whatever it is that is on your mind. This is the Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TiboTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TiboTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TiboTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TiboTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TiboTech.com. That's TiboTech.com.
If you're an adult male, you need to listen to this information. By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. In the past, many men have turned to saw palmetto to support prostate health. But now, there's something much better. It's called Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. In fact, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same benefits of one dose of Beta Prostate. It's guaranteed to provide noticeable support, even if you're already having prostate-related health issues. Now you can get Roger Mason's Beta Prostate formula through this special offer. And if you call now, you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Feel a difference or your money back. Here's how to order.
Call now to order Beta Prostate. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Support your prostate with safe, all-natural ingredients. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231, the live Saturday edition of the program. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free. So enjoy those on us, and if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at the Free Talk Live store. That's store.freetalklive.com to get you there with great Free Talk Live branded merchandise like t-shirts, hats, hoodies, and more. store.freetalklive.com.
If you're remodeling your kitchen right now or building a new house like I am, you could go to innerknobs.com, and you can get the wholesale prices on knobs and pulls and faucets and sinks and all kinds of things that you need for, you know, making the house look better. Innerknobs.com. You can use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's Innerknobs.com, Innerknobs.
Continuing with your phone calls about anything, we talked to Gene the Christian Anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gene.
Hello, guys. Hey, one of these Saturdays, I'd like to introduce your Saturday audience to Christian Anarchy, but for right now, I'll just tell them they can go to Google and type in Christian Anarchy and read what they get.
Okay.
But right now, I want to give you some pointers on how to motor around the world or around the country with less money, because I've been involved. I've had cars now for 35 years or so. It helps. Number one, if you're able to work on your cars. But it's not a requirement that you can work on your car to save money. But definitely you want to buy an older car. You never want to buy a new car because the taxes are higher, the insurance is higher, the license fees are higher.
Sure, and you lose thousands of dollars just by driving it off the lot.
That's right. But, I mean, even if you buy a car that's a year or two old, you're going to pay a lot of money for insurance and for the license fees. I just renewed the license on my pickup truck, and I think you've even seen a picture of it on my blog site, which has the Ron Paul signs on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it still does, by the way. But it's a pretty decent-looking truck, but it's a 94. It's 14 years old.
Yep.
It's,
Julia and I drive around a 1998 Subaru, and you know, the air conditioning's broken, so I think she wants to upgrade.
In New Hampshire, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, well, it does for a couple weeks, but yeah, I love the idea of buying older vehicles and running them into the ground. That's how I've always kind of done things. But hey, I'd like to thank the people that buy new cars, because if it weren't for them, then there wouldn't be old used cars to buy.
Right, but if you're trying to get by on less money, like a lot of people are,
sure.
Number one, you would. I hope you can sell your car if it's too new, but it, you know, that's kind of hard because most people are upside down. But for people who haven't yet made a purchase or they're about to go out and make a purchase, you really want to look for an older car, one that's got very low, you know, low mileage, or the year of the car, something that's in good shape. You don't want to buy something that's all tore up inside. You want to look under the hood, make sure that wires are all in the right place.
Well, I am someone who does not know a damn thing about cars, so if you're going to buy a used car, take it to a shop. Take it to a trustworthy, auto repair place and have them check it out before you buy it, because I have made a mistake on that one in the past, I can tell you. Gene, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Any ways to save a little bit of money, especially when the economy is a little tight, always a good idea.
You know, right now, what we've been doing at my house is consolidating trips. It's a 7-mile drive into town from where I live, and, you know, I used to just go wherever I felt, whenever I felt, and now we try to limit ourselves to 2 trips to town a day. One for me, obviously, to go to work, and the other one for whatever we might need.
Makes sense. Let's continue with Corey in Tampa, listening on WFLA. Hello, Corey.
Howdy.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I have a little bit of a bone to pick with some of these free marketing Republicans that want a smaller government and want to privatize the functions of government.
Okay.
Florida is a beautiful state that has done that. We've privatized the FCAT function, and so they're using unqualified people, underpaid unqualified people to score the test. We privatized the prison system with Florida Pride.
Yeah,
you're mistaken on Florida Pride as a inmate industry. They work there. The prison is not privatized. They do have private prisons in Florida run by Wack and Hut, and I think they're... There are 80 state-run prisons in Florida.
I used to work in the big one.
It's an industry itself.
But what gets me is here they want to privatize things, but they want government money to pay for it.
Yeah.
They privatized some of the Children and Family Services.
Well, the Republicans that you're talking about, they're really confused, and I understand where you're coming from on this, and I agree. The term privatization is exactly, it describes exactly what you're talking about. It is not what I was suggesting earlier. I was suggesting marketizing things. That is, turning 100% of everything the government does over to the free marketplace. That's not any sort of, it doesn't involve any sort of coercion. It doesn't involve taxation. It doesn't involve bureaucracy at all. But what you are talking about is typically what is described as privatization, which is where the people in power, they grant a, you know, exclusive contract to one of their buddies in industry, and they give them, you know, a 99-year lease or whatever to operate the school or to operate the, you know, that part of the prison or whatever it is, and it just ends up being a good old boys deal where, you know, the politicians scratch the backs of their friends in industry. So that's not real marketization. It's not real freedom. It's not the free market. It's just another restructuring of government, and I am completely opposed to it.
Well, I am, and I'm unfortunately the Republicans, and particularly in Florida, are good at doing that. They say, "Oh, we're going to downsize the government." They aren't downsizing the government as long as they cost more money, government money, my money, to pay for people, and then they're underpaying the people that are unqualified to do the job.
And I remember when I lived in Florida, my taxes were certainly not going down, so certainly the government was not being downsized. There's no doubt about that.
It's not. Although they privatize it, and the big wigs and the company running the programs are making big money,
well,
and they're paying unqualified people to do the job.
Who really believes?
They're taking it away from government. They're taking away from government employees who have to meet certain qualifications.
Well, I'm not going to shed any tears over the government employees.
The government employees are taking it from the taxpayers. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's one big incestuous lynch mob.
Yeah.
I'm a government employee or quasi. I'm postal.
You
don't get any government money. Everything we get comes from the stamps.
Right. The post office. Well, except that the post office manages to get its buildings built for free.
It does not.
And it works, and its land is rent free.
That is true.
No, it is not.
Oh, really?
And its pension is handled.
Rich,
and its pension fund is handled by the federal government. instead of by the post office.
Yeah, it's not truly private.
No, it is not.
I've looked at this.
The older one, that changed back about 24 years ago, where it is not done by the government. That changed about 22, 23 years ago before I came on board.
All right, let's give you that one, okay? Because you're the Postal Service employee, and certainly, Mark, you claim you've researched it, but he works there, so I'm going to give him that one, okay? Well, we're going to give that one to you,
sorry,
but how about this?
He needs to research it.
Fine. How about this? We have researched one aspect that we know for sure about the Postal Service, and you, as a Postal Service, or the Postal Service, has a monopoly on first-class mail. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do.
That's right, because you are protected by government law.
People want to take off the major cities, and people that don't live in the major cities can go fly high because it's not profitable to do that. We have to make the rounds.
How do you know it's not profitable? How do you know it's not profitable?
You wouldn't know it was profitable or not because the post office has a monopoly.
Right. The post office, by government fiat, has basically a total control over all mail and packages that are under a dollar. And so if I wanted to go and deliver a letter to somebody for 50 cents, I could not do it. I would be committing a federal crime as a result of that. So we don't know if there's money in it because no one has ever been legally allowed to try. When Lysander Spooner tried it in the late 1800s, they cracked down hard on him. And so that's one of the reasons why your postal service is certainly not 100% private.
And why
in the
world should it cost the same to send a letter across town as it does to send it to Nome, Alaska?
Do you have an answer for that?
I have an answer for that because, again, that's averaging out the cost in order to, because we are forced by mandate, by law, to deliver it to Nome, Alaska, to deliver it to rural areas, to deliver it to areas where there's only a few people.
That'd be fine, Mark.
It sounds like communism.
Well,
to
now if there was a business that have to pay the same. Well, now wait a minute, Mark. There are businesses that have loss leaders where they advertise a product for very, very cheap. They're actually losing a little bit of money on it in order to get you in their doors to buy more expensive items. So if a business wanted to run itself that way, that'd be fine as long as there was the freedom to compete. As long as there was the freedom to someone else to start up a competing organization that charged rates based on distance or however they wanted to charge rates. But right now, we don't have that freedom in this country. Thank you for the call tonight. Certainly appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Competition in first-class mail would be fantastic. Too bad it's outlawed. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. Interknobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.